Otto by Bill Berkowitz. Otto was a blonde-haired, blue-eyed kid. None of us kids had blue eyes or blonde hair. Otto could run really fast. He might have been the fastest runner I knew. Otto could jump long distances, maybe 3 or 4 concrete squares on the sidewalk. Otto didn't grow up with us on Girard Avenue in the Bronx. I'm not sure where he lived. I think it was somewhere on the other side of the concourse. We met Otto when we went to Jordan L. Mott Junior High School. We met a lot of new kids there, but only Otto started hanging out with us on the block. I guess he enjoyed playing curveball and stickball in the street. He was great at Johnny on the Pony because he could jump so far. I don't think he was so good at games with balls. He was coordinated, but more in an Olympian way, although I didn't know it at the time. He wasn't the first non-Jewish kid we knew, as there were many Catholic kids living in an older apartment buildings down the street. But he was the first who actually became our friend, the first to actually get invited into our apartments. Maybe to us, he was exotic. When Butchie told me the news, I didn't know what to think. Otto, who was a great jumper, tried to leap between 2 6-story buildings. He plunged to his death. I don't know if he was being chased or was on his own. I sat in my bathroom for a long time thinking about Otto, wondering why he had done it, wondering why he was dead, wondering where he went.